A very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 29th of November, Sunday, 2020. We will continue from where we stopped. We are following this book, The Path to Truth, for modern day Bodhisattva practitioner. We are at page 240. Wondrous Prescription from Kind Doctors. The title is Wondrous Prescription from Kind Doctors. Actually, doctors are very important in time of sickness and illness. So our civilization has been blessed with a lot of very devoted and kind medical personnel, especially doctors. And without them, the world will suffer. That's why we are indeed very blessed. Our civilization gives important emphasis on the medical field. This medical field is very important. I will read on with the sharing, then maybe we will develop better understanding. As medicine kings or great medicine kings, they discern the forms of disease, know well the property of medicines, dispense it according to the disease, and lead people to take it joyfully. So this verse is from chapter 1, Virtue, Sutra of Infinite Meaning. Here, medicine here is not just the traditional medicine that our human race is familiar with. Here, medicine means to cure your mental sickness, your suffering, your misery. Yeah. So this chapter on virtue, they cover a wide range of medicines, mainly of the mind. So like the saying goes, to treat a disease or a sickness, you really have to approach it from understanding. There are two aspects to it. One is when the body is sick, you need natural medical treatment. That one, the doctors maybe they will know. Then also the approach is different. Traditional Western trained doctors, they approach it more towards their understanding based on whatever R&D that they came up with, and they will apply them. Right now you can see fighting the pandemic, they use vaccine. Then before the vaccine come in, they try. But most of the Western medication, they actually target the symptom. They believe if they can treat the symptom, they can treat the root of the problem. Yeah. Whereas the Eastern medicine, especially the Chinese medication, or they call TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, yeah, they go to the source. They trace the organ that is responsible for the sickness. So they know if you have this type of sickness, it's because your few of this organ are affected due to your weakness in this aspect. You develop this type of symptoms and illness. So they will let you take the herbs or medication to actually strengthen your organ, your immune system, and all those things. And from there, they actually find the disease, then you recover. And sometimes they prefer to use herbs which they believe has less side effect. Whereas the Western medication, they like to use drugs, mainly drugs. Sometimes chemo drugs or whatever drug. But nowadays, I was told chemotherapy has improved over the years too. They have targeted chemo drug treatment. It's no more a wide range, where the doctors or the oncologists or the specialists, they make an assumption based on their experience or whatever. Then they give it a try. They say, okay, I put you on this chemo drug. If it's work, then it's well and good. If not, they will change another drug. But they also in the process of trial and error. They also in the process of learning. But when it comes to actual well-being, the spiritual people, the meditator, the cultivator, they realize the mind also has an impact on the health of a fellow human being or an animal. So usually, if you are not afflicted with disease or sickness, you can be quite happy. You can have your goals in life. You can work towards it. You can actually strive on to live a good life and all those things. But when you are afflicted by severe disease or sickness, then it's different. Your mind becomes affected, unless you have the spiritual understanding to accept that reality and do what you have to do. Otherwise, that mind that is afflicted normally causes emotional negativity. And this negative tendency, which is called wrong thought in the Buddhist teaching, they tend to give rise to fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. Then they condition the sick person into depression, then deep resentment, sadness. So sorrow and lamentation, fear, worry, anxiety, all these are negative energy fields. And they can actually make them very miserable. And when they are very miserable, this negative energy field, they are a detriment to their health. Means it can cause their cells to mutate. And when the cells mutate, it trigger off a breakdown in immune system. So when once immune systems are affected, they find it very difficult to heal because it will trigger off what they call possibility for all this virus or bacteria or mutated cells to continue to attack the human body, the organs. Then the sickness and disease become more and more severe, more difficult to treat. That's why they come out with a lot of this cancer marker in medical indicators, even our blood tests all things. So all this was surfaced. Then they will tell you that you have this sickness and disease. And this one will introduce more fear into the individual if they don't know how to tackle it or approach it. So the mental is also very important. That's why nowadays you start to hear people talk about, apart from traditional medical treatments, you also need mental, psychological treatments. Then some are purely psychological, mental in nature. But from mental illness, it will cause the immune system to go down and it will trigger a weakening of your health system. Then when you don't have enough rest and you don't know how to actually take care of your physical body, it will deteriorate. And it will degenerate very fast. That's why sometimes you hear of people very fast after they are diagnosed of certain type of disease or illness, especially the traumatic one, the liver cancer, heart attack, then sometimes it's stroke or HIV and all those other type of traumatic disease that can cause immune systems to go down very fast. Then they succumb to their illness. Then you see they lost weight and very fast they actually pass away. So this is what is happening in life, the reality of existence. So now we go back to the sharing and we see what the author have to say. So I have given you a general understanding of what medicine king and great medicine king mean. According to Sutta, is more towards the spiritual understanding, the spiritual medication that is given to help people strengthen their mind to recover from their negativity of mind state. And then you can actually, in a certain way, heal yourself, but it's only mental. So if there is a physical thing, then if doctors can help, medication can help, you should take it. You should take it. It's useful because they can help you to target the treatment. And because of progress in medical science, it has actually improved a lot. I saw this happening over the years when I was born, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. That time, people did not go hospital because a lot of countries still underdeveloped. So I was told during the early years, even the 60s and the 70s, even appendicitis operation, if you do a UAsia last time, you can die. It's actually a very safe operation, but that was the condition because the operation theater, they cannot keep up with the hygiene and all those things. And maybe the doctors were not so skilled, the surgeon and all this thing. But over the years, it has improved. It has improved tremendously. Now the diagnostic and the way the doctors are trained, they are very skillful. And there are a lot of R&D, a lot of drugs available to treat all these disease, sickness and symptoms. Okay, we go on. Especially in the field of they call medical science, where they have introduced a lot of very advanced medical instruments to do all the microsurgery and other things, then assisted by AI, computerized. That's why they have this scope that can be magnified, and you can see everything that you want to see in the computer. And the doctor told me now everything they do has become so easy. The CT scan, the computer, it just slides everything for you to see and analyze. Okay, I'll read on. The most painful suffering in life is illness. This is very true. This is what I'm telling you. When you don't have disease, sickness, which is illness, then you can live life. You can really have a lot of ambition in life and do what you want to do. But as long as you are healthy and you have an open mind, you will not feel miserable when you encounter any difficulties or obstacles. But if you are ill or having sickness or disease, then your suffering will be unspeakable, no matter how wealthy you are. So wealth alone doesn't guarantee happiness when you are sick, really. I have heard from many people who say, all the money cannot help you. I even have classmates who suffer I think spinal failure, spinal cord, certain vertebra trigger some form of sickness and disease, then they are like paralyzed, can't move, can't, a lot of things they cannot do. So they have to go through physiotherapy, operation to fix the problem. And it took them quite a while. So while they were in the hospital bedridden, they say, oh, that is really hell, agony. Here they don't have the Dhamma. They don't know how to confront disease and sickness. So to them, he said, what is the meaning of life? All the wealth, all the money that you have is of no use at that time. You need to have people who can advise you as to who are the good doctors, good specialists. And you have to really be very, very fortunate and lucky to meet the right one. Otherwise, not easy. There are cases where I witnessed, they told me the story after they recovered. They say they went through 3 operations. The first 2, not successful. Not that the doctor was not good, but the diagnostic was not right. So it failed to diagnose it properly. Then after that, they also don't know what to do. Then the second operation, the specialist said, I think I know why already. He said, because the other one doesn't know. Then he was so sure. He said, this time I think I will fix it. But after the third operation, he's still not fixed. Then after that, he met the third specialist, the doctor, who told him a completely different understanding of what his case is. And then only he got it fixed. Just to him, the third one, he said, all these people who diagnose it that way is different, their opinion of sickness and disease. But to him, this is bread and butter. He has treated so many, and he knows exactly what to do. It's just like Dhamma. When you are very good in the Dhamma, you know how to help a person, fix him and let him come out. If they don't meet somebody who really has the understanding, they cannot come out. Well, the treatment is like not targeted, not complete, not meant to be. That's why it doesn't fix the problem. So this is what is happening too. So I will read on. When in good health, we can pursue our interests in life freely, whether it is diving or mountain climbing. Yet as mortals, the word mortal very important. Mortal means we can die. That refers to the form of mind. We inevitably get sick and feel pain sometimes. Not only do old people fall sick, young people are also sometimes tormented by disease or illness. Hualien Shiji General Hospital once admitted a 62 years old patient who was tall, strong and handsome. He suffered from a physical illness. The fact that no one could tell him he was sick made it worse. He bore the pain alone and at times even thought of committing suicide. Yeah, people who are depressed, who are in a state of misery, suicidal thought is always there. I heard from many of these people who went into depression. They say, well, Tio, yeah, this suicidal thought keep on coming. Might as well die. If life is so miserable, they just want to end it. So for this particular person, it was even more difficult. This particular patient, according to what is written here, he is tall, strong, and handsome. In 62, still healthy actually, but somehow, 26 only, not 62. Oh yeah, 26 years old, so young. So whoever thought that he can become so sick. The fact that no one could tell he was sick made it worse. He bore the pain alone and at times even thought of suicidal thought, means thought of committing suicide. Luckily, he was resilient and kept searching for medical treatment. This young man suffered from undiagnosed hemophilia. Oh, no wonder, hemophilia. Something to do with the blood, if I'm not wrong. When the condition became serious, his joints bleed. This caused him such acute pain that he had to seek immediate medical attention. One year, he went to the operation room. Emergency room, no operation room. 561 times. Wow, means every day, sometimes two times, more than one time a day. One time a day is 365 times. 1 year he went to emergency room 561 times. He was often mistaken back as a drug addict. A patient who sought pain medication from doctors. His Iberian emergency room visit record caught the attention of the National Health Insurance Administration, who asked City Hospital to investigate the cause of his pain. After careful examination and follow-up, City doctor finally identified the cause. They not only treat him with medication, but also take care of his mental distress. So these two must work hand in hand, otherwise you cannot cure this type of people. And most of these things, from my experience, is karmically related. Karma. It is stated in the Sutra of Infinite Meaning that Bodhisattvas are great healers. Yeah, this is very true. Who can accurately diagnose an illness. Yeah, very true too. Know well the properties of each medicine, dispense it according to the disease, and lead people to take it joyfully. A competent doctor is a great healer who can prescribe medication according to the illness and make the patient willingly and happily take the medication. I often call our doctors great healers. In Buddhist scriptures, great healers not only treat disease of the body, they also stress the importance of preventive care. Once a patient gets sick, the doctor not only treats his physical illness, he also understands his mental state. This is very true. Right? Physical illness alone not enough. You must have understanding of his mental states and counsel him on how to take care of his body. So our doctors are like the living Buddhas. The Buddha teaches people not to follow fate, but to instead take charge of their own life, destiny. If they dwell on the negative, thinking of how much they suffer because of their illness, their spirit will weaken and succumb to their suffering. So this one, according to Dhamma term, is when you think of the wrong thought. When you dwell on negative, means dwell on negative thought, wrong thought. Then you become afflicted. The wrong thought are thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that condition your suffering, your misery, your sorrow, your lamentation, your fear, worry, anxiety. Insecurity, triggering of fear, worry, anxiety. So this is very, very detrimental to your immune system and your health. That's why wrong thought you have to avoid. Wrong thought bring about affliction, suffering, misery. Therefore, a great healer knows how to lift the spirit of his patient by diverting the attention so they can free themselves from the suffering of illness. Here, the word diverting their attention, I think, is used in a not so accurate a context. It's actually not diverting their attention. It's like advising them through understanding that all this become worse when you project your thought and develop the fear, worry, and anxiety. Well, when you project your thought, that is not the reality. You worry about something that is not happening. Yeah. So that thought which projects will tell you a lot of wrong things. Then it triggers off fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. But the reality is now, this moment. This moment, the reality is condition is already set. Things is the way they are. Like the Buddha said, whatever that happened or arise, there are causes and conditions behind. And this causes and condition, he has already explained, is due to our past action, our past karmic conditioning and everything that give rise to all these things. So the first thing to do is to accept the reality, to come to terms with that reality and be at peace with it. But this is the reality. This is true. When you accept, you don't project your thought. You don't develop the fear, the worry, the sorrow, the lamentation. That's the reason why I always advise Kainamita, always remember, no amount of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, or lamentation can help you solve your illness or disease, your problem. Your problem can only be resolved through an understanding. That's why you must calm down your mind to accept the reality first, at peace with all things. Then you have clarity. Then you ask yourself, what actually happened? Then the next step is, how can I resolve this amicably? How can I resolve this following the Dhamma way, which is Noble Eightfold Path, so that I do not react, I do not create negativity of karma, I do not create more condition for negative friction of coming, so that you can apply the teaching to resolve whatever problem or issue amicably, following the Dhamma way, which is the wisdom way. So the wisdom way is the advice of the Buddha, which is Noble Eightfold Path. So that's how you act. You act following Noble Eightfold Path, the Dhamma way. You don't act according to memory, which is full of your accumulated phobia, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, your insecurity, and all those negative tendencies. That's the reason why acting according to memory is not acting at all, because your memory is full of these negative tendencies, wrong view, your views, your opinion, and your conditioning. And all this make you miserable. They will trigger a wrong thought before you have the right thought. Before you develop the wisdom, the awakening, your thought is always wrong thought, full of scarcity, self-delusion. That's the reason why human beings suffer, humanity suffer. So this part is very useful. We go back to the sharing the notes. Being sick is truly miserable. Illness will not go away by us just praying to dentists for protection. This is very true. It will not just go away. But if you know how to develop it through the Dhamma way, it's different. when you have faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, and then it becomes different. That faith is a spiritual faculty. It can drive you. So it's not a belief. It's not prayer. Just by prayer, it may not help. So prayer has its limitation. You must develop the faith and the understanding. That's why you must have faith, sincere, persevere, walk the Dhamma way, follow the Dhamma way, and everything will unfold. Then you will recover. You must believe in the law of karma, believe in affinity, do what you have to do. So normally following the Dhamma way, what the Buddha teaches first, you have to have the right view to reflect. Like the Buddha say, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions he already explained, mostly due to karma. That's why he said we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So if karma plays such a great role within our life, then whatever happens must be basically karmically driven. So first thing you need to do is to seek forgiveness or repentance. Do what you have to do, so that you can actually help do away with the coming obstruction. Then after that, because you repent, you vow not to repeat all those things by following the advice of the Buddha to cultivate. And when you start the cultivation by following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, to good, and meditate to purify your mind, you start to accumulate wholesomeness, virtue, wisdom, parami, and all this will lead you to have the condition to cultivate the 10 meritorious action, avoid evil, do good, and purify your mind. And this is the advice of all Sammasambuddha. Then after that, the third way is to invoke power of merits and wholesomeness for turnaround, for causes and conditions, for things to turn around so that you can have the good life again, so that you can recover from your disease or your sickness or your whatever problem in life. You can use the same approach by modifying it to help your friends, your colleagues, your loved ones, your parents or whoever. All this can be applied. So the Dhamma way is a beautiful way. So seeking forgiveness and repentance is very important, but it's not mentioned here. I see whether as we read on, there is mentioned or not. So being sick is truly miserable. Illness will not go away by just pray for dainties, for protection. The Buddha taught us long ago that when we are sick, we should mindfully and wisely follow our doctor's instruction. There is one part that the Buddha always advised the living being. He said, when your body is sick, do not allow your mind also to be sick. Otherwise, you become doubly sick. Only when patients and doctors cooperate with each other can the root of the problem or disease be treated. In order to be free of suffering and illness, besides having a strong will, it is also important that we have good doctors. A doctor, a great healer, can discern illness. This means that a good doctor will carefully study the cause of the disease. Good doctors know the effect of the various medicine and can prescribe the appropriate medicine. They know what medicine to use to treat a certain disease, and they prescribe the right dosage according to the patient's physical condition. So this is very true, what is mentioned here. But the spiritual understanding behind is more important for you to meet up with the right doctor and have the right doctor to diagnose you rightly. And all this depends on your past parami, your past karmic inheritance. So you have the condition for you to meet up with the appropriate doctors who are skillful, who can help you. You need to have good parami. Means in the past, you must not have negativity or karmic that can condition you to meet up with a fake doctor or bogus doctors or unethical doctors. That depends on your life in the past. You have like certain type of livelihood. Like in the past, you are unprofessional in your approach to life, in the way you treat people, in the way you attend to people. You become unethical doctors, motivated by profit, money, and you do a lot of funny things. Then karma is you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. So you will become the victim of such deceit or deceit. So you will end up encountering this type of unethical and unprofessional doctors. That's why you need this spiritual understanding. You must have good parami to meet up with the appropriate people who can help you and guide you to meet up with the right doctors that can give you the proper advice and treatment so that you can recover beautifully. So this understanding will enable you to take life seriously so that you do not do all those funny things in life that can bring about coming negativity and downfall. Okay, I will read on. Some patients are so anxious that they seek out every possible treatment. They take a medication once and decide that it is not effective. They seek another doctor or even try folk remedies. This is very risky. A good doctor builds confidence in his patient so that they will trust him and the medicine he prescribed. In addition, the patient will be happy to take their medication. Only when patients take their medication on schedule can the desired result be achieved. So this is only true when you have sincere, very dedicated doctors who knows what they are doing. So it all depends. If it's coming, then you may maybe have to go through the suffering and misery first before you meet the right doctor. Then I will read on. Dr. Ming Huang Shi, who served as attending physician for the hemophilia patient mentioned above, is a good example. Dr. Shi was superintendent of Hualien Cixi General Hospital from 2007 to 2017. Oh, sorry, 2011. 4 years. He wisely befriended the patient first, engaged him in friendly conversation to divert his focus away from his sickness or suffering. He made the patient feel confident in him so that he would take the medicine according to instruction. Then he asked the patient to follow 5 rules. This one is also Dharma way. Be good to yourself, means learn to love yourself. Never think of ending your own life. Cherish your body. There is a gift from your parents. Number 2, understand your treatment better You understand your doctor's method of treatment and know how it is the right one. You will not be anxious. Means fear, worry, anxiety will be rooted out. Will not be there. Then number three, understand your own condition better. This one require a calm and peaceful mind, some form of understanding. Number four, have faith in your doctor. This one very important. You must have faith in your doctor. Dr. Shi told the patient, you must have confidence that you can be cured. You must overcome your fear and not rush to the emergency room as soon as you feel a bit of pain. Be dutiful to the public. We all need to protect the public healthcare system. Do not waste medical resources. So this one is a very good approach. All the five advices is to actually inculcate good fundamental understanding into the patient's mind so that they are not selfish, so that they can actually develop the clear understanding to cooperate with the doctors and to really be fair to the public as a whole. From the above example, we can see that good doctors not only safeguard people's health, but are also conscientious of using public resources purposefully, means not to overload the medical resources, like in many countries, especially in America, when you neglect the pandemic, the new cases every day surge so high until the resources of the hospital has been overloaded, until the doctors, the nurses, the frontliners, they cannot cope anymore. So when the resources at the medical facilities, locality, or the hospitals providing medical care breaks down, who suffer? The public suffer. All sorts of emergency operation cannot be performed because lack of facility, lack of hospital beds, lack of doctors, lack of medical personnel, because they have been overwhelmed by all this pandemic patient. So we as individuals have a duty towards our fellow humanity, our country, our healthcare system. We cannot be selfish. If you are selfish, you can actually cause a lot of problem to the healthcare system. You can also give rise to a lot of negativity. That's the reason why you can see them happening in many countries, especially America, when advice are given to have certain way of going about the new normal, to live life following standard operating procedure, even wearing masks, they want to contend and argue. They are ever ready to hold on to their wrong views rather than to protect the health system, the public. If you wear a mask, it's not only to protect you, it's also to protect others. So this is a win-win situation. Why don't you do it? Or they go and complain through a selfish way. It will suffocate them, cause them breathing difficulty. All this is the way your thought come out with the selfish thinking. If you are not selfish, you will not do that because everybody has tried the mask. The doctors, the frontliners, They are wearing it almost throughout the day with the PPE, sweating, sacrificing. Why can't you do your part? So all these are very important understanding that humanity need to develop through understanding. So if you are a spiritual cultivator or a religious person who has love, compassion and understanding, you will not be so selfish. You will pray for them. You will do your part. You will contribute towards society's need. Instead of coming out with the various type of negative tendency to argue selfishly, to develop all the misunderstanding, the conflict, then when you have a leader that doesn't know how to resolve the issue and thing, it will trigger off more problems. So what we witness in many countries, you can see how pandemic develop when you don't have strong leadership, when you don't have good people who are willing to sacrifice and discipline themselves for the benefit of their own country, their own people, for their own medical facilities. So all this are very important understanding. The public must develop more awareness of all this. Okay, I'll read on. This patient also know how to give back to society. He now works for the National Health Insurance Administration. His job is to remind people to pay their healthcare fees. It is everybody's responsibility to keep the world in harmony. If the world, society, and all people's bodies are all in harmony, there will be less suffering and misery. So this is very true. So each and every one of us, we have our duties, our responsibility, to keep the world in harmony. Means there must be harmony within the whole of humanity and society. So this understanding of harmony is very important, because without harmony, conflict arises, misery arises, suffering arises. So harmony leads to peace, leads to understanding, leads to sacrifice. So all this becomes possible. But when you develop the negativity of selfishness, anger, emotion, you start to argue, you start to develop enmity, conflict, misunderstanding, then things become worse. That's how society breaks down. Then like in America, there are two-party system is working against them. This partition politics. You have the leaders of the two parties. When the leader is of that mentality, and if the follower to follow that type of leader, you will have problems. Then there will be a lot of misunderstanding. That's how that pandemic actually spread very fast. And you look at the number of active case. For a country to have 13 million of active cases, a fantastic number. And the number of deaths have exceeded a quarter of a million. Now it's almost 266,000 deaths. And this is a big number, really big number. And every day, now there are 2,000 plus deaths. Every single day. And the country is not very big, I think it's only 201 million population. So if you don't take care, you don't treat this pandemic as something very serious. You are not going to win the war. It's only those who treat them as serious. They really sincerely endure and fight the war and they win. You look at how certain countries do it. It's very beautiful, especially China. No matter how you look at China, you may have the Western bias or whatever, but you should give them the credit for actually curbing this pandemic and get it down to almost zero domestic cases. And they really nip it in the bud. Wherever there is new cases, before it can even spread, they do the mass testing. And the government is so responsible. They give free testing to all, and they can do it. We have witnessed a few areas recently. The population of 17, 18 million, they just finish off with 3 days or 4 days to really capture whatever active case or positive case that are still around. Then they quarantine them. That's how that disease cannot spread. So if they continue to do that, they will succeed. Their domestic economy is recovering very fast. And because of their domestic economy recovering, it helps the world. It helps to actually kickstart the world economy. So the only thing is now the other country must catch up. Then hopefully with the vaccine, they can speed up for society to return to normalcy. So maybe we will have a new normal by next year. Hopefully the first half of next year will see good recovery. And by the end of next year, I think many things would have gone back to normal. So we can look forward to a better 2021. Hopefully. But based on the will of the people and what is happening, yes, America now has a new leadership. From the speeches of Joe Biden and his team, Kamala Harris, I think the world will benefit from this type of leadership. They are not that type which was before him, his predecessor, or that one a lot of havoc. The world go through a lot of havoc. So just relax body and mind. Maintain awareness. Silent everything. To realize your true mind. The silent inner awareness. The awareness nature within. Stabilize that. Use that to meditate. To develop understanding. Okay. Yeah, Pamasri. Are you there?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Bratio. And all Kayana Mitas. Actually, recently there's a lot of changes in my life. But anyway, I'm coping quite well. With the Dharma, I'm coping quite well.
Oh, good. You want to share a bit or elaborate on something?
What I would say, as long as we follow the Noble Eightfold Path using right speech, right actions, and right
words, that one will help.
That one will help a lot.
Yes.
Help us a lot in coping with our daily life.
Right, yes.
Whatever situation. Many things can be resolved.
Yes.
By using right speech and thoughts and right actions. I feel that the tense in myself has lessened. The level of panicking when situation arise
Yeah. You are not so tense and you don't panic so much.
I don't panic so much already. Then the tense has lessened. I feel like I'm much happier.
Yeah.
And in the evening when I walk around the neighborhood, not during MCO.
Yeah.
Neighborhood, I can feel the joy just arrive. Yeah. And the
more relief, relax. Yeah.
Yes. And then I get to know many of my neighbors already.
Oh, very good.
Because we have one of our neighbors started a Tai Chi class.
Oh, okay.
Still nearby. So many of us join in the morning.
Oh, okay.
We get to know a lot of friends and the relationship is very
cordial.
You can feel the environment is very not like the last MCO.
Yeah.
Tense and so stressed up.
Yeah.
And I can, in one of the occasion when I went to the market that day. I used to get my fish from one particular fishmonger. He was staying in USJ 6, and that time USJ 6 there were cases. So when we come to talk about it, about the cases, I can see the wife is so tense up and there's so much fear.
Yeah.
And she keep on asking me. Staying near there, and will it be an enhanced MCO at that area? You can see her turn pale, no? But myself automatically can tell her, no, don't fear, no need to fear. Even if there's an enhanced MCO, you have friends around.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, life.
I can in return calm her down instead.
Yeah.
Panicking.
Counsel her, yes.
I can console her because she panicked because she has a lot of stock, and if she can't come out to sell.
Yeah. Fear that arise due to their business will affect them.
I can really feel her fear, you know.
Yeah, most of these people, they don't have the Dhamma. So the only way is to react to what happened, because this is not something that they have caught before. So that fear will surface. That's what the human mind is all about. Without Dhamma, that is the way of the heedless thinking mind, the mundane mind. So like you mentioned, daily life, Dhamma cultivation, you start by applying Noble Eightfold Path. That is the beginning of daily mindfulness cultivation. Applying daily mindfulness has its stages. So when you want to start, initially it's not easy. Like maybe in the earlier MCO, the first time you go through, then before the condition arise, you may not be able to do it. So one need to reflect, contemplate, and go into the teaching. Then they realize they have not done enough of this reflection, because reflection and contemplation and inquiry will stabilize their understanding, but you have not done it. This is the beginning. So you have to start with what constitutes right view. And from right view, how you move, then how it can enable you to understand the Dhamma. Then you start to apply the Dhamma. Then when you apply, like what I have shared with you, one by one, you can write it down. Thing is just the way it is. Right view to accept us. That's why you can cope. You can handle life. Otherwise, you panic. The first thing is to panic. That's why you say you are not so tense like before. You are more calm, you can cope more well, you can contemplate the neighborhood. When you walk around the neighborhood, you can feel that you are more at ease. you are more relieved, more peaceful, then you can join in the activity of your neighborhood. And you can integrate with them and you can help out. This is how the stages move. And as you develop more and more of this, your understanding of the application aspect of Noble Eightfold Path will start to go into a deeper movement. The movement becomes like more deep for the real cultivator. Initially, it's like you try to speak the right speech, gentle, pleasant, but you don't know how to approach it. So you need to reflect, contemplate, come up with the appropriate words. Then later on, it becomes more natural, a part of you. Then you naturally will know how to actually move it and develop it so that it becomes a part of you. Then your natural nature inside will have that right view, right understanding, the love, the compassion, the virtue. Then all this right thought, right speech, right action, the kindness, generosity, sincerity, they will just manifest because the initial wisdom is there, yoniso manasikara is there, and it will unfold. And as it unfolds, it becomes more and more beautiful, more and more easy for you to actually manifest it, where it has become part of your nature. Then the understanding will keep on evolving, evolving, evolving. Then over time, you become different. Then you can deal with more situations, more people. Then you can develop a wider spread of understanding of life and how to apply this teaching. So Dhamma, like the Sutra of Innumerous Meaning, is very wide. The topic is very wide. Its meaning is innumerable. So as one moves into life, one sees the Dhamma. That's a life itself. It's our best teacher. Life itself is where the Dhamma is. Without life, there is no Dhamma. The Dhamma is true about the reality, about the way things are. So when we are more mindful, aware with the daily mindfulness, we can be sensitive. We can observe all this movement. That's what cultivation is all about. Then you become different. So your this understanding is very good. As long as you act with Noble Eightfold Path, things will work out well. But this is the Dhamma way. But the cultivation itself got many levels. You have to go into it. So my nature rejoice, Masri, for your ability to start going into it and apply it and move it, so that you can actually progress more and more, more and more. Okay? You can continue.
And then, Brother, the another thing I realized that when we talk about sincerity, the sincerity is come from inside us without the thought.
Yeah.
It's when it's there is...
From your
when,
it's from your
yes,
nature.
It's from... Yeah, when there
is... Sincere is not the thought trying
it,
to...
It's just come out like that when you want to help. The situation, when the situation like that, people ask for help is spontaneously from inside us. It's not through the thought that I must help him so that he
live for pain and all that. You don't go and think about it anymore.
When we talk about sincerity, it comes from inside us.
Yeah, because it has become a part of your nature. That sincerity is not a reasoning, understand or not?
Yes. That's
what I must be honest. I must be sincere. I cannot be deceitful. No more. Because that sincerity means you really have that understanding that this is the way to live life. But when you are sincere,
it is spontaneous.
Not only spontaneous, when you are sincere, you are incapable of deceiving people, negativity. You are incapable of like trying to take advantage. All this disappear, they dissolve, because sincerity is very important. When I am sincere, everything will go my way, because that sincerity paves the way. Because you are incapable of complacency, you are incapable of negativity. Where you are very sincere in the approach that you are taking to walk this way. And this way is the Dhamma way. Then when you have that understanding, when you want to move on to the higher teaching, which is the Bodhisattva way, then that sincerity becomes different. It will manifest into something which is more genuine and more deep in its ability to deliver. It's no more like the sainthood way or the arahant way. Just now, before we start the class, my daughter was discussing with me. He said, oh, this book, The Path to Truth, is finishing. Yeah, he said his software can tell how much more. We finished 75% and another 25%. Then after that, he said, the day after that, can use that book, the infinite meaning. We have that book, he said, very, still a lot to go, he said, slower. And I said, yeah, because that teaching is the Sutra of Infinite Meaning meant for Bodhisattva, because Dhamma is innumerable. So infinite and innumerable. So that understanding of that way, the Bodhisattva way, is so much more wider and deeper, and is infinite in its understanding. So it's not just about the sainthood way where you really focus on enlightenment, which penetrate the three universal characteristics and awaken. But that Sutra of Infinite Meaning or Innumerable Meaning requires the understanding of the nature's law, the law of karma, karma niyama, dhamma niyama, and citta niyama, in a very wide and deep perspective. That's why it's so different, it's so penetrative, because dhamma is such, living beings are different, so varied, conditions are so different. Society can be so different. Evolution of society can be so different too. And there are many, many more things that actually fall into play for you to develop the clear, complete understanding. So to be a true Sammasambuddha, you have to go this way. You have to develop the understanding, the penetrative wisdom, leading to all the virtue that is very immense, very innumerable. So this is what the Bodhisattva way is all about. Because when you don't have that penetrative understanding, that very wide understanding, you cannot help people, you cannot take beings across. Where beings are so different, so many of them. So without that ability to understand it that deep way, there is no way one can really become a great being or a Sammasambuddha to fulfill the four basic vows of a great Bodhisattva. That's why to go that way, you need really a very different type of cultivation and perfection. So Sutra of Infinite Meaning focus on life, focus on the diverse and immensity of cultivation. So when we move into cultivation, it's not about enlightenment only. Enlightenment, actually, the basic enlightenment to become arahant and cease the birth and death or the segmented life, is relatively easy and simple. But to understand the totality of the law of karma, law of mind, and law of truth is not easy, because that one is such a wide scope. That's why it's unending. That's why Bodhisattva need to evolve and perfect themselves over aeons and aeons and aeons of cultivation. Without that exposure, without that cultivation, you cannot understand the immensity of cultivation, Dhamma and life. So this aspect is very beautiful. And the reason why I want to go into this is because you bring about that condition. You mentioned about sincerity. So this sincerity has many levels. Because when it's at the level of sainthood way, arahant way, they no need. Their focus is strive on with heedfulness to awaken. That's it. The 3 years. That's why their focus is what? Cultivate. They don't need to know so much about Noble Eightfold Path. They can apply. That's it. Because for them, once they realize that wisdom, karma is taken care of. So they don't have to worry about future karmic complications. There are no more birth of the segmented form and mind. So it's a different cultivation. And they don't have to know so much about karma. They don't have to know the complexity of law of mind, law of karma, because they are not here to liberate and take across all sentient beings. When you have that heavy vow to take across and liberate all sentient beings, you must have the capability to do that. And to do that, you have to go the Bodhisattva way. And the Bodhisattva way, that sincerity is number one. And that one is really very powerful. When you are sincere, the faith will be there. Because when you are not sincere, your faith will never be there. It's sincerity that drives the cultivation, the faith. That's why now you start to have a glimpse of what sincerity is. Like you know, it's spontaneous. It's no more from the thinking mind that try to rationalize or justify. Hey, I am sincere. That's why I really do help you. But the real sincerity that manifests from deep inside is through an understanding. The understanding is when you are sincere, you are incapable of the opposite, the negative. You are incapable of all those other things that can manifest from being lack of sincerity. So that understanding is so different. That's why it makes you completely different. You just move. You just move. No matter what happens, as long as you are sincere, you will just act and move. You don't have to have that fear or the worry of what people say, because deep inside, you don't have negative intention. Your intent is sincere based on your understanding and based on your cultivation. You just move. So that one is the beginning. Huh? Very good, Sadhu. You can continue. Yeah, Pramasri.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I owe Bratio a very, very great thanks and gratitude and respect, because without Brother Teo's teaching for nurturing me for such a, I think about 8 to 9 years.
Yeah.
Attending Pratyo's class 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I'm a very, very slow learner and I learn so slow. But this time when things change in my family, when mate left, I can feel that I can cope much, much better than the previous time.
Correct, yeah.
It gives you the condition to test yourself.
Yeah, it's really a great test.
Yeah, life is a great testing ground. Right? That's why life itself is the Dhamma, the meditation, our greatest teacher. If you don't go through life, if you don't have the condition, you cannot be tested. Like just now in our sharing of this path to truth, we also have the sharing from the author, which I mentioned also. If we are in perfect health, we don't have problem, don't have illness, don't have sickness, we will not dwell so deep into life. We will not know whether we have the Dhamma to have the wisdom to actually accept the deep reality of life and existence, the first noble true reality. That's why you must confront them. Then you develop the ability to be at peace. And that is the real cultivation. That's why a lot of people, when they have good life, oh, they say, no problem, I can be generous, I can donate, I can travel, I can do what I want. Life is beautiful. But when they are hit with the first noble truth reality, like what you go through, family, situation, problem, because these are things that are not easy to cope. Because these are situations that demands sacrifice, demands understanding the Dhamma for you to actually have the ability. And this is a very good test. And the test is always very beautiful, because when you pass the test, you become beautiful.
When when we come out of it, I realize that if we keep on doing without putting the self, the ego inside.
Yeah, then there is nothing. Understand?
Yes, the problem can just unfold. It's just, we are just selling through the problems.
Right. The suffering comes from the attachment to the five aggregate of form and mind as the self, Sakkayaditti. Where you think feeling is real, feeling is you. Perception is you. Sankhara, the mental activity, the views, the opinion, the conditioning, the belief system, you think they are real. They are what you are. The bundle of memories that mold you. That all the things that you become conscious of, if you attach to them, like your relative, your loved ones, or your whatever, it becomes like real to you. That's how it trigger off attachment, leading to affliction, leading to suffering. Then like when you understand, like just now you mentioned, if you treat it as a duty without the self, it's just the form and mind coming to do its duty. But there is such thing as karma. The form and mind is subject to karma. That's why it has its duty. Then you just do. Then there is no one inside there to suffer. Yeah, this is just part of nature. Nature's condition. Appearing, disappearing, unfolding, manifesting. So only mighty nature rolling by, we are just that vehicle and tool that comes. So make use of it to live life, to develop the understanding, to fulfill your duty. Then life becomes meaningful, beautiful, perfect. Then there is no such thing as selfish thinking. Ayo, why must I do this? How come I am the only one? Why am I subjecting myself? Well, all this is the egoic mind behind, trying to reason. That's why I don't reason. Well, this is all from Sankara activity, the mundane mind, the thinking mind. Why can't we have the understanding? This is nature. Nature has a set of law, law of karma. You reap what you sow. So you have to do your duty. Duty is number one. When you do your duty, you will have the good life because you accord and flow with nature, condition like that, things will be like that. So you endure. And there is nobody inside there. It's just that form am I doing its duty. Then you can still live. There can be still peace, joy, happiness. Then when you see your contribution to society, to your loved one, you have that joy. It's just like when you are young, you sacrifice for your children. You really go all out and do it because you believe they are your children and you love them. And they actually need your care, your love, your protection. And you are willing to sacrifice because you feel that they are part of you. Understand? Part of the condition behind, because you give birth to them. They are your children and you have a duty to care for them. Because this is what karma is all about. When you do that duty, in future you will have parents who will care for you, sacrifice for you, look after you, give you the good life. So all this is just understanding. When you understand the Dhamma way, you just play your role, do your duty, then everything will turn out beautifully, like what you experience. Very good. Sadhu to you.
Thank you, Brazil.
Sadhu. Very good. Anything else?
I think that's all for today.
Okay.
I cannot put I cannot put. Just sometimes their understanding just pop out and then. It just pop up.
So the expression of it later it will come up.
I can't express it at this.
The expression takes time, but now based on what you say, that's why I can help you to explain the thing. Then you listen, you will get the big picture. Otherwise,
it's not that I don't want to share, but I know that there is something that the understanding is there, but I can't really put it in.
Yeah, you can't express it.
Yes, I can't express it.
I'm helping you to express all this. Then when you listen to this recording and sharing again, it will help you a lot. Then later on, you will develop the stability to share. Other people also can learn from this. Very few people understand the cultivation. The understanding of the cultivation, especially the mindfulness in daily life leading to the application of Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, is not a easy topic. This is a very new topic. Do you know, if you don't create this condition, I don't have the condition to share and teach. That's why you have created a good condition. So Dhamma in daily life, the scope is very wide. That's why you need sharing. You need people to go through. Not until you start to share and develop the understanding, you will not go deep into it. That's why the beginning is, you have the condition, then you try it. Then you see the result, you know how to relate back to the Dhamma. That's why you do it, and you find it so meaningful, so rewarding. That's why you are willing to share, and there is so much joy. So this is how all this sharing can actually evolve and become something very beautiful in the future. Sadhu.
Thank you, Ratio.
Thank you. Yeah. So let us rejoin. Sadhu. 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 With the good sharing by Pamasuri. Then other Kayamita can also learn from this. And this is very beautiful.
Sister Pocheng, there were one occasion that you shared with us that you said that you really go into it and you use the word yeah. Can you share with us the way you do it?
Do you know which incident or actually what's the word pia? I don't understand also. pok meng, is it?
Pok meng
pok meng.
Go all out.
You go all out. All out to
cultivate.
Yes.
You become very
chiong. I think I was to use the word chiong.
Chiong.
Not chiong. 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 I don't know
what's
the word. Sorry.
Pian lang. Pian. Pa pian.
I use the word. I think if I recall it correctly, I use the word chiong.
Yeah, it means
go all out.
Yeah,
to cultivate.
Yeah.
So you want to know how do I chiong, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes when you like you are so anxious to achieve something, there is a subtle
impetus to move you. Impetus. They call it impetus to move you. Drive you.
Okay. Firstly, good afternoon, everybody. Sorry, I didn't even say my greetings. Because I was concerned about what was the question, you know, Amitabha, greeting everybody. May all be well and happy. Yes. So this chiong thing is like, I wouldn't say it comes natural to me because I was like with this MCO things are very tough and difficult and everybody is in the state of fear. So for me it's like what can I make full use of the time? So that is my first thought that come to mind. So the only thing is we should take the time to cultivate diligently, you know. So you see, the thing is, the other thing I also contemplate is the death. So this death really push you. So it makes you chiang ahead regardless, you know, not even thinking about your subtle greed or whatever, you know. It's just like how to make use of the time, you know. So there isn't like, you know, what is my motivation? I wouldn't say motivation, but my goals or whatever, you know. It's never that.
Right.
It's not the first thought in your mind, but rather, you know, this is your last chance to cultivate, you know, given the desperate situation around in the world. So you just go ahead and, you know, go all out.
Yeah, all out to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so my mind wasn't thinking about, like, wow, what is my goal, you know?
Yeah, no more. Yeah, that urgency, contemplation, I remember you mentioned it.
Yes.
Then also you say you prepared for the retreat, then the retreat no more.
Yes, correct. So there wasn't a retreat, so I continue with my cultivation at home. In fact, I feel actually the other thing, Bamasuri, for me, I feel very comfortable cultivating at home, you know. You see, sometimes I go to temples, right? You know, join their retreat 1 day, you know, or 2 days retreat. You know, their retreat is by different teachers. I just want to make use of the environment. But then I also feel like very difficult in the sense that you have to go, and then you come home, you go, then you come home. Wow, waste a lot of time, you know. So I say, might as well I stay at home, do it myself. I was thinking that also, you know. Yeah, you know, don't waste time traveling, just to have home. Yeah, so you got more time to do sitting. And plus some teacher will ask you go and report your meditation. You know, then when you don't report what he wants to hear, you know, they ask you, why didn't you do that? So you become very difficult to answer. So sometimes there was one incident, the teacher asked me, the sayadaw asked me, why you didn't come for reporting. So it's very difficult for me to answer this kind of question also, you know. Yeah, so I feel I'm very awkward, and I also don't want to hurt the teacher, I also don't want to hurt myself, you know. So I said, yeah, maybe I should just cultivate at home, you know. But I also like to go to the temple because of the environment, the people, you know, that also kind of push you, you know. When you see people so diligent, I better be diligent as well. That's the plus point of going to a retreat, you know, together with the rest of the people, you know. You're more alert, well-behaved in a sense, like, you know. You don't waste time, you know, because there's a schedule, you must do this, you must do that. But at the same time, very stressful because there is a goal to meet, you know, must do this, must do that. There's a goal one, no, you have to report. You don't report, what am I supposed to say? You don't report, you know. At home, I feel very comfortable, you know. Yeah. So that is how I do my cultivation. Because like Brad Teo said, there is causes and conditions. Everything falls into place. So that is how it happens. So it's not that I would say it happens naturally. It's a natural process. It's not that, you know, it's a nature's law in a way, you know, that put things to, I mean, things happen with causes and conditions. Then it just happens. You say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that. It cannot happen that way, you know.
Right.
Yeah. If like today I want to meditate well, but it will not be that way, you know.
It will not.
You know, good or bad, you have to accept it at peace, you know.
Like you came to know, I remember. Just do. Follow my advice. Don't try to know. You are sincere.
Correct.
And you are motivated. Yes. And you really do. That's why you want to cultivate. This is the way.
Correct.
The faith, and just do. Follow the instruction with understanding. When you do it correctly, result will show. Like you say, when you expect, you want good meditation, it won't happen. But when you just it will happen. It will
happen.
Oh.
Yes.
That's why go to retreat and all things without understanding, you will not benefit. So at least now you understand a lot of things at that place is actually not conducive. Yeah, at home, it's very conducive. You do it at your own pace, but you do it with understanding. That's why the urgency, you follow all the advice that I give you, and you contemplate on that, and you do the daily routine, and you follow all the day. Then it suddenly manifests and unfolds and connects through, then you become different.
Correct. Yes.
And your understanding, suddenly you understand what the awareness nature is. That is the breakthrough.
Penetrating. Correct. Actually, it just follow the advice of Brother Theos, you know, the four support. Do it. Don't go and analyze and reason. You just do whether good or bad. You just do. And then one day, voila, it happened, you know. So it's not like you every day go and think, what progress I make, or what I don't do this at all.
Correct.
So in a way, if I go for retreat, they will ask me this, so I cannot answer, is it? So I feel very, jalat, I don't know how to answer, you know. So it's difficult, you know. So you don't question your, in a sense, every time you do, you don't go and question, analyze, I got make progress or not, that kind of thing, you don't. So when it happened, it just hit you, you know, wow, you say, wow, so amazing, you know, that's it, you know. Then you realize.
So amazing. That word is amazing. Because you know yourself, it's pachetang, the Dhamma is pachetang. You can realize it yourself. Then you saw it in the awareness itself.
Yes.
Things that you never see before. And you know you have transformed, changed. You have become different.
You will see it in your daily mindfulness. You know? Your daily activity, you will realize when it happened, you will see, how come I got this, I got that. And then he cannot move, and then you realize something has changed, and then your activities, your movement, you realize all magnified, it slowed down, but you are not slowing down, you didn't slow down at all. You do as fast as you can also, you know. Then you realize, how come my action so slow like that in slow motion? Yes. But actually it's not, you know.
Because your mindfulness is there,
Yes.
And you cannot go back to your old way already, you realize. Where you saw them, the defilement, everything, you saw them.
Yes.
That's why that thought cannot arise anymore. It cannot condition you into negativity. Then you realize you are different now. Your fear, the worry, the panic emotion cannot surface anymore. Last time you mentioned very difficult daily life activity. When you come to that, you normally panic. But now, you mindfully just do, then it just clear and you become more efficient.
All this
is what you realize when you apply mindfulness. When you don't allow the thought to project, then you just do mindfulness. Yes. That's why you buy fruits also mindful.
So maybe I want to share one daily mindfulness activity. It actually is a test, you know. It's a test on your cultivation as well. So let's say you go to a queue. I went to a queue, right? So I want to buy something, you know. I want to buy pancake. Then I queue. Then I look at the queue of four people in front of me. You know, I'm the fifth person, you know. So then I waited. Then I look at it. Wow, everybody buying a lot, you know, like a few packet, you know. So this old lady was doing the cooking of the pancake for the customer, right? She was doing it with so much grace, you know, and concentration and no agitation. I can feel her that she's doing it with grace, you know, and she didn't feel anything, you know, that like kanchiong or anything like that, like because she's hurry herself, you know. So she do one by one and treating the customer so good, you know, like I was thinking, so amazing this lady, you know. And then I'm looking at myself, what is in my thought, you know, that when I look at her, she said, this lady.
How your mundane mind wants to do all those things. You become different again. You can observe now. You become.
Yes. So I can observe her action. It's like, so graceful, and she's so patient, you know, really patient with the customer. Right. And the customer asks, she will do it one by one. She don't even have a helper to help her to wrap or cook anything like that. She do all by herself, you know, one man show, you know. Then I was queuing here. I was looking at all the customer that is queuing, how patient they are, you know, how patient I am. And then I look at the people behind me, how patient are they, you know. It's like, so amazing that everybody, for whatever reason, that day, everybody is so patient.
Yeah. Because they know their turn will come because she is very efficient.
So it's like everybody very happy waiting and everybody so patient. Yes. I was so amazed that it seldom happened this way, you know, Bratio. So I was like very pleasantly surprised that everybody is so well behaved. Everybody is like a cultivator, huh? You know?
Mindfulness to be aware. That's how you can observe. Then when you observe, this become possible is because the customer who go to this store knows that this lady is efficient, very fair, very pleasant. That's why you're willing to wait. Sometimes I buy certain things also, same. If I know the customer is very good, I will stand in the queue, then I will wait for my turn. And when it comes to my turn, I will have a lot of joy. Then I say, we meet again. It was fair to me.
So the auntie was like so polite and even asked me how many pieces I want. Then she asked me whether I want the whole thing or not. I was looking at her, you have to cook so many plates of pancake, right? And then the customer is waiting and yet you still ask me if I want more, you know. Then I was thinking, oh my god, you know what is happening, you know. It's like, you know, it can never happen that way, you know. Sometimes you see some seller, they will want to like rush and then tell you, okay, this, they don't even question you, don't even ask you, you know, that kind of thing. Whether you want variety or not variety, that kind of thing, you know. So polite, asking detailed question like what exactly you want more flavors or not, that kind of thing, you know. It's so different. Customer service is so different. Her service is so good, you know, despite the waiting time and the customer behind.
That's
me,
why you will have joy when you see people with the virtue.
I say this auntie must be a good cultivator. Learn the Dharma, you know. So it was so amazing. Then another time I went for queue again, for another thing, for getting my token for the traceability in Singapore. Then the queue was like, I had to wait. This one is like 30 people in front of me, you know. I said, 30 people in front of me. Then I said, should I wait or not wait, you know. Then I said, never mind, I wait now. So I wait. Then I look around, observe again. Oh, the people are so patient. But then again, although they are patient, they are all very busy on the handphone. So they're very busy on the handphone. So occupied the time.
Right.
And for me, I wasn't, I didn't bring my handphone, you know. I was thinking, what should I do? Should I contemplating, you know, or should I observe without the interference of the thought, you know,
the mindfulness and the ability. That's how you can do all these things.
So I want to test myself. Then when I queue until my turn, right? I was standing at the counter where they have four tables serve the customer. I was saying, I've got various colors, got green, yellow, red. So I was thinking, the red very nice, but I'm not standing at the red counter, I'm standing at the yellow counter. Then suddenly this lady asked me come over at the red counter. Then I said, how come? You know, so funny, you know. I just look at her, I just look at the color. So I said, color looks nice, but then later on she called me to her counter, although I'm not standing in front of her counter. And I said, this is very funny, you know.
Meant to be. When you have the Dhamma, a lot of strange things will happen. Whatever your mind has as a pure thought, it will trigger a condition and you will be the person who is in front of there or beneficiary.
I didn't really say I really want it or not.
It's just that pure wish.
How nice if that is the color that I get. That's it.
It will manifest.
The lady serving me was so nice.
A lot more. In life, you will start to experience a lot of this thing happening, a lot more.
I find the atmosphere is so nice, despite the crowd, the many people, the customer support. I mean, the staff is also very nice, talking to you nicely. Everybody is nice. Everybody is well behaved. Amazing, you know. Amazing that everybody is so good, you know.
Yeah.
Huh? So it's like, because you probably you also wish everybody well, okay, everybody is nice and happy, you know, you send metta to everybody. The other thing, Pamazuri, is I always send metta to everybody. Without fail, I do that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a practice since some time ago, you know, a few years ago. I do that all the time. Especially when I'm queuing, I will send metta also because there's nothing to do but to send metta, you know.
This
is the other thing I do also, you know. So it's like taking full use of your time. So it's like things happen, unfold by itself very nicely, you know, naturally. So it's like quite amazing to me, you know. Although it's not a big deal thing, you know, but it's like everything nicely unfold, you know.
Really?
You're happy, everybody is happy, you know. Life is like this, you know. You don't expect a lot of things, and you're satisfied with everything, you know, whether you get or not, you're also happy. You get also you're happy. And then when you get, you're just thinking, hey, how come it happened? But it's nice if it happened, it's also nice if it doesn't happen, you know. So a lot of things happens with understanding and with peace of mind, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. And then another thing very funny one that I thought was my family member was asking me how to improve sales, you know, how to improve sales.
Very good.
How to improve sales. I thought maybe I share with Brother Teo. Maybe Brother Teo can give some advice. How to improve sales. Actually, I don't really know, because I don't deal with sales, Brother Teo. But I tell this person, I say, well, for me, I would send metta to the person, you know, send metta to all my customers, you know, potential customer. I send metta every day, you know. So by doing that, you know, whether I get the sale or not, may they always be well and happy, send them, you know, wish them well.
Well-being, energy.
Yes, energy. Yes, but before that, I said you must send metta to yourself first.
Yeah.
Very important that you must love yourself. You are free from harm and danger. You know, you have good mind states. You are joyous in your heart. This kind of thing, that everything that Brother Teo taught, you know, how to send metta, huh? Send metta to yourself first. To yourself first. Then after that, to all your customers, potential customers. You know, before you meet the person, and when you meet the person, kind and sincere, you know, have a good smile for them, you know. If they are not happy, I mean, if that's it, they don't want your proposal or your quotation, it's okay, don't be upset, you know. Then you wish them well. So if next time there's opportunity, you can come back to me, you know, and make inquiry and quotation again. Something like that, but whether increase sales or not, I'm not sure, but it does
increase his or her sales. What you share is very good. So I explain a bit, then you continue. You see, what you mentioned earlier on, like everything go your way when you are cultivating the Dhamma, when you are mindful, when you have the Dhamma, then you experience a lot of things like very amazing, very strange. It just happened, like you are so lucky. So for us, it's like the parking and all those things and many things. It just amazingly unbelievable that it just happened, and it's like, how come it can happen? Then after that, like you say, you share metta, all those things. It's very true. In the early days, I did a lot. That's why my metta very strong, and it's amazing. My wife will know every shop we go in, the customer will come. Very strange. Then if you are sincere in your approach, if you apply metta like you mentioned just now, which I used to do and share, your not only business will increase, even if you attend interview for job, the chances of you getting it is very high. Then tender, when you go for tender, then like you say, even when you are in the interview or in the midst of the tender process or what, then you may not know whether you are okay or not, but you are being very sincere. You're willing to give feedback and all those things. Then, like you say, if you got any other information that you need, please come to me. I will try my very best to reply you all, give you the feedback if you need. And this type of sincerity, the owner or the person who decide to award the tender or give the business to you, he will pick it up. Then he will remember, oh, that person, that client, I think he is very, he or she is very sincere, very different. And the way he approached business, he is not the one that just won the job. If you don't hint to him that you are going to give him the job, he is not willing to entertain you. So a lot of the owner, they evaluate the person based on your character, based on your way you do things. Then when you have metta, that force is very unique. That metta force, without you knowing it, you break the eyes or no. Then people can feel that you are different. You have that type of attractability, that type of metta in you that break the ice and allow you to interact with people. And I realized when I attend interview or what in the early days when I did a lot of this metta or meeting, everything worked out very well. Oh, the approachability, because you are being sincere, you are being kind, and you are mindful, aware. Of course, you also have your leadership quality and ability to deliver and understand things. So all this will actually fall into place and allow whatever that is conducive to happen and unfold. So what you advise your friend is really something very beautiful, and it can help him or her, really. And now you can continue, Fu Cheng, salute to you. So what you mentioned just now is a lot of things that I went through in the early day of my cultivation. That's why my nature rejoiced. And I know all this can unfold and happen. And you will experience a lot more of all this.
Yes, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I really rejoice listening to what you said on this metta sharing and how it helps a lot of people and yourself in the past. Yeah, so anyway, I just, this is my kind of sharing, you know, to my family member, actually, it's not my friend, my family member. Oh. So yeah, you see how it goes, yeah. But the thing is, Gratio, my family members, they are not exactly a real cultivator, you know, they are just like, go for prayers, do some, you know, dana, things like that, but not like a practitioner that cultivate,
not,
you know.
Yeah, not serious.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, not serious one. They see they see that maybe you are cultivating, yeah, ask you, you know, eyes or not, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So but obviously I like to help them. So I just said maybe this will help them, like, you know, will work for them, you know, because I find that when I'm happy, I can radiate metta to others, you know, and then they probably will not be hostile, you know, if you are nice and polite and sincere, nobody will push you away, you know.
They can feel your metta, your sincerity too. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I mean, the important thing is, even if the person do not, buy from you, you must not be upset, you know, that's important, you know, you
must be,
you still have to be nice and be understanding, you know, so you still have to be understanding, you cannot be upset, angry that the person, after I do so much, you don't buy from me, you know,
never do that. If you do that, you will lose your business, you will lose
you will you will feel bad, right? Not just lose by saying all the bad things. It, instead of making your days good, it kind of like
make
a bit lousy, moody, you know.
You make other people miserable. So.
Yeah, actually, you feel miserable for schooling.
Because the karmic repercussions coming in.
Somehow the mental negative energy stays with you, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so this part I advise also, this is very important that you should not be upset and angry. But instead, you should be more sincere and
learn to smile to people.
Yes, yes. Smile to people and then tell them if they need help in the future
can come back
the inquiry again. There is always future sales, even if current sales is not fulfilled, think about the now and future. Although, I mean, that is sales from sales perspective, how to increase sales. Yeah. So, I will get your brother Joe's feedback and share more with my family member, Yeah, I think it's very wonderful.
Another Noble Eightfold Path factor, right living, the way you live your life, and right livelihood, the way you go about doing your career livelihood. So, it's that Noble Eightfold Path factor. So,
sincerity is also very important.
Aside from sincerity, you will have the condition to do your duty well. When your duty, according to Noble Eightfold Path, that path factor of right living and right livelihood is correctly cultivated, the reward will be there. Yeah, you reap what you sow, it will come back to you. Your sincerity and the way you approach people, that's why you have the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path. People will come back to you. They have a lot of joy. And sometimes when they see you, they straight away will have joy. Oh, so and so, they remember you.
Yes. Okay, another thing I want to say to Paimasuri is I really rejoice what she shared this afternoon. The other thing I want to say is everything we do at home, in the family, and as well as with others is everything we want to do is with understanding. So with understanding, we will never feel the negative emotion. This is how I feel, from my cultivation. If I have understanding, I don't have the negative emotion.
Yeah, correct.
It cannot surface. Virtue, is that right? By saying that?
This is what I explained to her just now. As long as you are sincere, everything will just unfold and fall into.
This is how I feel all the time, when I do things right. Sometimes people are not happy. Let's say the person feel offended, so I have to have understanding why this person is offended. I will try to help by doing it right.
Correct.
From her or his perspective, I can do it for that person, why not?
You should be able to turn things around, because when you have the Dhamma, you can actually turn things around.
That's the right word. You can turn around and help the person instead of being negative, become positive. It's a harmonious condition situation, in the end, that is your final result that you want to see and achieve. That is how I mean everything unfold has to be harmonious, peaceful,
correct. Yes, that's why sometimes when you are in the midst of a situation, somebody arguing or what, like last night in the bank, there was a customer I told you all before, I think, because of interest rate calculation, I think. And this senior citizen, I think, temper a bit hot on. Wow, he was so angry with the bank officer, that lady who is in charge of his banking. He got so angry and he scolded so loudly, until the manager was being called out. Then I was there, Then I overheard all those things. Then I was thinking, how can I help them to resolve all this amicably? But initially there was no condition, because he was full of anger and emotion and all those things. So luckily, that lady officer, I think, she also cannot handle already. He said, maybe I will call my branch manager. Can you wait? Then the other officer inside there, I think he also knew the situation is quite bad. So before the branch manager came, I think she came out and helped. she said a few words that helped to tone down the thing. She started by apologizing first. He said, "Uncle, very sorry. I don't know what happened. Is there anything that I can help you?" Oh, that one helped to resolve the thing. Oh. He said, no. He said, it's just this small thing. He said, "But I am a person who very unhappy if you don't tell me the truth." He said, "It's not the money. It's the interest rate, the way they count the credit. So it's actually a small thing. I think total difference is not more than 20 ringgit. So I was thinking if it can be resolved, and now then never mind, just pay him. Then I will bear the cost. It's only 20 ringgit. If you can help resolve issue, why not? But I cannot say in front of the senior citizen. Then you will feel offended. Then after that, I think it was temporary. Resolved, no? Then the branch manager also quite smart. He said, "Don't worry, we will sort this out. You can go and have a drink or whatever. Then after that, we sort this out." Then it was my turn, is it? After that, then I spoke to them. I said, "What happened?" Then they told me something like that. I said, "It's okay, very simple. It's just that 20 ringgit." I said, "Just pay him. Never mind. Then resolve everything." I said, "I will bear the cost. You all don't have to bear the cost." So it was resolved. So sometimes you must see the situation and help turn it around. To turn it around is very easy. Sometimes you tell them, "I think we are here as mature people. We have control life. And no point getting into misunderstanding and create everybody's unhappy feeling. So why not we resolve this thing amicably? If it can be resolved, we should try to resolve it. So we will try to see how best we can resolve all this amicably so that there is no more misunderstanding. So whoever make mistake, apologize. That's it. So situation that can be resolved and deal with, actually you can help out. You should try to help out. But if you don't see condition, please don't interfere. Just let it be. Let them resolve it. Then you observe. Then after that, if there's condition to help people understand, then you share something. Like I told them finally, I said, small thing is a. It's about that 20 ringgit. So why not resolve it? Even you have to bear, if you can afford, just settle it. If you cannot afford, I will cover, I will take care of that. So all this can be resolved. Very good. But saying what you share is very good. You can help turn things around. Very
yes.
True.
Yes. Sadu. Yes. Bye. Like Brother Teo said, if you have condition, you do that. But if you don't have condition, don't do that.
Yes. Don't do that.
It's very true. Very important understanding as well.
Right. Yes. Not everybody is like our cultivator, Kayamita, who understand. They can really be very vibrant, I tell you. They may turn around and say, "Who are you? Why you? Involve you at all? Why you so capable?" Then you get into trouble for nothing. So all these things we need to have sensitivity and understanding. Unless there is condition, do not manifest. So to have this understanding, you need cultivation that is strong, deep enough. Then normally, if there is condition, I will know and I will be able to resolve it. And when I resolve it, everybody is happy. So we need to develop more understanding. Sometimes it's to break the ice. Once you can break the ice, things tone down very fast. To break the ice, you must be fair, amicable to both sides. Then it can be resolved. So it's a skill, it's an understanding. That's why, like Po Cheng say, if you do it with understanding, it will turn out well, which is very true. If you don't have the understanding, you try to poke your nose into something, it can backfire and give rise to a lot of complications. their life is not straightforward like normal human being think. Normal human being think differently. The one that has the Dhamma, they are more easy to handle. Then sometimes people's ego can be hurt very easily because they don't have the Dhamma.
Actually, Bharati, whatever you say just now is so true, you know, in life. Especially people that have Dhamma, they have the so-called background and understanding. But without the Dhamma, it's totally, the way you handle it is totally different.
Yeah,
you
know? Definitely.
Yes,
yeah.
You cannot approach the way you
cannot.
A Dhamma person.
Yeah.
It will not work.
Well, yes. He don't listen.
Yes, yes, correct. Because firstly, they don't understand Dhamma.
Yeah.
So if you talk Dhamma with them, they cannot understand what you are talking about, you know? Yeah. So a lot of things, even a cultivator do, a non-cultivator will not understand.
Yeah,
also,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
you know? So sometimes they can tell you things that like, you straight away you know that they cannot understand what you are doing, you know? But I have the understanding because I can understand from my perspective of a non-cultivator, you know? Mind is different, you know? So I will be more forgiving, more understanding, you know? So you should not like, feel hurt or aggressive or anything, you know, with people that abuse you or mistreat you, you know, because they are non-cultivator, you see, so they will use word that is very harsh on you, you know, but you should not take offense, you know, that's where I'm coming from. You should not take offense, you know, so it's like you have to be more forgiving, more understanding, you know. So, and don't take it to heart, you know, what they say. Because it's
personal, don't take it.
Not personal, you know, because they don't know what they are doing in the first place, you know. Yeah.
That's the reason why now you look back. Last time I used to share with you all the Guang Qing Lao He Sang one. You remember her advice? He said, 对也接受, 不对也接受, 无论如何都要忍入, 忍入就是 follow me. So it's not about right and wrong, according to that old monk who is very wise. He said whether it's right or it's wrong, you have to accept, because that is the reality. But to them, it's right according to them, wrong according to you. But the reality is, this is a relative convention. So when you can accept, means you have wisdom, you can be at peace. That's why, 对也接受, 不对也接受. So when you do that, you don't take it personally anymore. You don't say, hey, how can you say that to me? Oh, then the ego trigger off already. But if you accept him for what he is, because deluded person say deluded thing, angry person say angry thing, selfish people do selfish thing, then it become different. Then it become wisdom. Then you accept him for what he is. You say, it's okay. Thank you so much. I think I start to understand you now. Yeah, you are right. Correct, you never know. Right according to him. So let him be right. Then he is happy, you happy, then resolve. Understand? If you try to argue and reason, no use. I realize no use. Then most of the time, if we can turn it around, we just say, if I have caused you any misunderstanding, really, I don't mean it. I really want to apologize. I hope you understand. Oh, then it become different. No, it tone things down. No, where you are willing to say sorry, you are willing to admit that if you have done anything wrong that have upset him or said certain thing that has like affected him, you are willing to apologize because that is not your intention. That's why you are willing to say, I'm really sorry if I've caused you any misunderstanding. So these are very good, skillful way to turn things around. Then just apologize, don't argue. Don't try to be right. That's why Guang Qing Lao He Sang's advice is very good. Don't try to be right. Just tone down the situation and resolve it.
Yes, Brother Teo, that is very, very true. Whatever you say is very true, and I use it often, you know.
Very good.
So when you're cultivating, you have to be very careful, and then you have to use your skillful means to turn around and make things amicably resolved, you know.
No more about the ego, whether I apologize or I don't apologize. It's no more about the ego, it's to resolve matter.
Yes, correct.
To resolve amicably, to turn things around.
Yes.
So that
this is so beautiful teaching, you know.
Yeah. Very
they can apply all the time, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yes.
Like the advice of Kongsing Lao Sang, if you become rigid, you cannot apply because you will go and quote me. Say, hey, brother, you say, 对也接受,不对也接受, you argue for what? Wow, you sure cannot already. You go and speak in that way. The meaning behind the 对也接受,不对也接受 is very deep. Means you have to learn to accept the way people are, the way situation is. So when you can accept, the main thing is to resolve issue, resolve problem. So if you can resolve issue and problem amicably, then there is a solution following Noble Eightfold Path, no negativity. That's how we do things. That's how the Dhamma unfolds. So a lot of this is not in the book, not in the teaching. It's through your own understanding, you evolve it, and it manifests. And this is Dhamma in daily life. It's not a rigid thing. That's why you will not be rigid. Once you become rigid, very difficult. It becomes right and wrong. It becomes argument. It becomes misunderstanding. Oh, very good.
Yes, very good. Thank you, Varathio. This teaching is so beautiful and so useful, you know, to apply in our daily life. Yes, I really appreciate this very, very much.
Yeah.
Sadhu. Thank you.
Let us rejoice. Huh?
Sadhu.
Then we should also thank Pamasuri for nominating you. Huh? Once again.
Thank you, Pamasuri. Thank you for your question.
Sadhu.
Thank you, Sister Po Ching.
Thank you, Sadhu.
Thank you.
Very good.